Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Kahir Chisate. Nagaland's Minister for Power and Parliamentary Affairs, K.G. Kenyi, said the successful implementation of revamped distribution sector scheme in the state will significantly reduce between the average cost of supply and average revenue realized gap of the department. He said this in turn will lead to improvements in aggregate technical and commercial losses, as well as enhance the reliability and quality of the power supply across the state. Mr. Kenya said this yesterday while participating in a conference of power ministers of states and union territories in New Delhi, chaired by the Union Minister for Power, Housing and Urban Affairs, Manohar Lal Kattar. He also thanked the Union Minister for incorporating a funding generation plan of 24% of the equity for projects to be implemented as joint ventures, and also funding for the roads and bridges in the plan. The minister highlighted that the current peak demand for electricity in the state stands at 180 megawatts, with projections indicating to rise to 360 megawatts by 2030. He said despite having a total installed capacity of 228 megawatt, only 26 megawatt is generated within the state, leaving it heavily reliant on central sector allocations and expensive energy markets to meet the demand. Hence, Mr. Kenny said, developing local generation projects has become a top priority for the state. The minister also requested the union minister to take favourable action to address the demand gap and ensure that the projected power needs of the state are met by 2030. The Naga Students Federation, NSF, has urged the Nagaland government to establish an independent inner line permit ILP commission to combat the rising issue of illegal immigration. In a representation to the Chief Secretary, the NSF expressed concern that the influx of illegal immigrants threatens the cultural identity and security of the state. While commending the inclusion of Dimapur, Chumukedema and Newland under ILP, the NSF argued that a dedicated ILP commission is needed for stricter enforcement and coordination with local authorities. They recommended empowering village councils to withhold legal documents from illegal immigrants and promoting community vigilance to support monitoring efforts. The Federation emphasized that decisive action is essential to safeguard Nagaland's democratic balance and cultural heritage. The NIRDPR-NERC off-campus write shop on development strategy for the northeastern states was held with representatives from 15 departments yesterday at State Institute of Rural Development, Kohima. Assistant Professor NIRDPR-NERC Dr. M.K. Srivastava noted that despite the Northeast's abundant natural resources and rich cultural identity, the region faces significant challenges such as weak infrastructure, limited access to markets, social inequalities, among others. He emphasized that addressing these issues is crucial for the region's overall development and integration into the broader national economy. Dr. Srivastava also advocated that sustainable development is key to fostering long-term growth. Director NIRDPR-NERC Dr. R. Murugesan said the write shop covers the broader indices of development core sectors of the rural economy, connectivity, infrastructure and services, health and nutrition, skills development and employment, rural industries, banking and tourism sector. Headhunters FC emerged victorious in the 8th edition of Captain N. Kenguruse MVC Memorial Football Tournament, defeating Mez & Co. FC 3-0 in extra time during the final match held in Indira Gandhi Stadium, Kohima, yesterday. Hull Senan United claimed third place with a commanding 7-0 win over Dynamo FC. Headhunters FC received a trophy, certificates, medals and 3 lakh rupees in prize money, while Mez & Co. FC as runners-up took home 1.5 lakh rupees. Halcyon United earned 75,000 rupees for third place and Dynamo FC received 50,000 rupees. Individual honours include the Golden Boot, Player of the Tournament, Golden Glove, Best Defender and Best Midfielder. The closing ceremony featured advisor Imkong L. Imchin as chief guest and performances from Fifth North, winners of the Ticket to Hornbill Band Battle. With that, we come to the end of Morning News. Have a nice day.